Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Hey, this is Kevin Harvick, driver of the number 4 Jimmy John's Ford Fusion, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue in Chicago. On the line with this honor to have a Cup Series champion, Daytona 500 champion, driver of the number 4 Busch Beer Ford for Stewart Haas Racing. But this weekend, the longtime 49ers fan and season ticket holder for his beloved Carolina Panthers is just like the rest of us, an NFL football fan enjoying the Super Bowl. Kevin Harvick, welcome to WGN.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So here's the thing. The Super Bowl is one of those, and Daytona 500 is one of those events in American sports culture as well, where you can go to. It is a football game, but obviously you'll see people from all walks of notoriety, you know, actors, athletes, musicians, every single sport. What's it like for you being a huge sports fan, being able to bump into so many cool people?
Yeah, well, you know, it's one of those things, whether you're at the Daytona 500 or at the Super Bowl, they're very similar in the types of events that they are, just for the fact that, like you say, everybody wants to go to the events, and it's not necessarily about the game or the race. It's more about the events than it is anything else. So it's fun to see, especially when you're at the racetrack, to see different people from different parts of the world and different arenas of sports come to your event, and it's always fun to go to their events as well. So it's definitely unique as to who you're going to see each year.
Well, you hit on it. For all of us that can't be there, and that's 99% of the population, we live vicariously through you, through the commercials, through the Super Bowl commercials, and you know that you've reached the pinnacle of stardom in whatever walk of life you have when you've made it into a Super Bowl commercial. So congratulations on that. So let's talk a little bit about how Busch Beer, this is one of those exciting things. They do so many cool stuff, and the commercials, we love it. Our Mobile One folks, when you were a tiny little guy, you know, where you're tiny Kevin Harvick telling people they only need to change their oil. It's awesome. And then, of course, the Busch Beer ones are legendary. So talk a little bit about how Busch is going to bring 500 people to the Daytona 500 this year.
Yeah, like you say, we're fortunate to have great partners that sponsor our car, that activate the programs. And I'm still going to be, you know, tiny Kevin again this year with Mobile One.
Nice.
But, you know, for the Daytona 500, Busch Beer is bringing in basically 500. They're bringing in 500 fans that have entered through the contest of the golden checkered flag cans that they found in packs of beer and entered through the social media sites or on Busch.com and are basically going to get a VIP trip to the Daytona 500. And when I say VIP trip, I mean airfare paid for, hotel rooms, and everything you could imagine at the racetrack. So it's fun to see Busch activate like they have and be so involved in our sport. And involving the fans in that as well is something that they're taking to a new level this year.
It's going to be exciting. For those fans out there, listeners, get in on that. Enter that contest and get down there. There is no event. Oh, there's a lot of them around the country. Races are all over the place, and they're wonderful. But to go to, it's got to be a bucket list for so many people, not only the Super Bowl, but the Daytona 500. So get on that with Busch Beer. So as a fan of sports in general, of course, Carolina Panthers, such a big part of their team as far as the fan base, the support, the community. But football-wise, everybody, I don't care what team you're pulling for, loves the Super Bowl. Do you have a team you're pulling for? I mean, you've got Tom Brady, he wins all the time. He could certainly use to take a year off from winning. And you've got the Eagles, so many great fans there. What do you think?
Yeah, well, yeah, I'll be honest with you. Like you say, we've been season ticket holders for the Panthers and have paid attention to the progression of the season. So, you know, obviously with wins going down and I had pretty much written the Eagles off, but obviously they have a way better team than I thought from top to bottom. And so, you know, I think that the Eagles have a better team, but it's going to be hard to beat the experience of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and all the cast of characters that they have. So it'll be an interesting game, just a matter of how, in my opinion, how the Eagles react in the moment, and that's why we all watch, right?
Yeah. Oh, I think so. But I think at halftime, the Eagles, in order to secure a victory, have to be up 75-0 in order. We saw what happened.
Yeah, ask the Falcons, right?
Right. We saw what happened last year. All right. When it comes to winning a championship, this is your, I can feel it. So many of our fans here on the show, you've got so many, can feel it as well. And for this season, last year, the way that it ended with the stage racing and the points and that whole big finale was just nonstop excitement. I know it didn't turn out exactly the way that you hoped, but talk about the excitement for this year coming up. I mean, so many people are looking forward to the 500.
Absolutely, and as you know, you kick it off February 18th at the Daytona 500. That's just the start of the journey. Obviously, we start with our biggest race, and that leads us into the season that concludes in Homestead, Miami. But for us, we had a big transition last year of changing over to Ford, and I think it really shows the strength of our race team and the things that they've done. In that transition and putting ourselves back in the championship four there to battle for another championship. So they've done Stewart Haas Racing has done a great job over the past 4 years, and our team has been fortunate to be a part of that progression, I guess you could say, and been in position with two different manufacturers, and hopefully as we lead into this season with a little less change, basically cutting the bodies off of every car and reestablishing everything in your company from basically top to bottom. Hopefully we'll have a little bit better start to the season and we can go from there. So, but for Stewart Haas in general, obviously getting Kurt off to win the Daytona 500 last year and then ending with a chance to win a championship, I would categorize that as a great season and a great way to kick off our relationship with Ford.
Yeah, it is going to be a nonstop excitement. Of course, racing doesn't define you. You've got KHI management. Now, at an event like this where you're running into all these different celebrities, and you represent all sorts of different people in entertainment and UFC fighting and different sports and things like that, are you kind of recruiting, some new people coming up saying, Kevin, we love your racing, but let's talk about the management side?
Well, the management side of things is definitely interesting, and the management side of things has always been built off of networking with people and relationships and out being a part of what's going on. Obviously, all our guys are at the Waste Management Open this week on the PGA side of things and working on fostering those relationships and watching James Hahn and what he does for the weekend. He's been off to a great start to the season on the PGA side of things. So we're always looking to grow and expand the one unique thing that we've done is try not to do too much. We always feel like the right opportunities just happen, and you never know who you're going to bump into. So having great relationships is a great part of business, and we try to continue to grow those and make them better, and you never know where those things will go.
Yep, you never know what's going to happen. Hopefully something will happen. Excitement's going to happen for the Super Bowl, and then we're all looking forward to 500 people going to the Daytona 500 with you and Busch Beer coming up a little bit later on as we get towards that. So, Kevin, I'm going to let you get back to bumping into other famous people and kind of gearing up for the Super Bowl. And thanks so much for jumping on WGN today.
No problem. Thanks for having me. Have a great day.